When I watched the movie Saw growing up, I always empathized with the victim. The one being forced to cut off his own foot with a hacksaw, rather than the one forcing him to. My allegiance switched, however, when a mouse invaded my room one night, initiating a 14-day battle that left me troubled, sleepless, and filled with a malevolence of which I did not know I was capable. Every night, around 4 a.m., I woke to the sound of claws scampering across a hardwood floor, bursting from shadow to shadow in search of food. I'd turn on my lamp and jump out of bed, only to see him scurry under the door, waiting until I was too exhausted to play our nightly game of hide-and-seek. I rigged traps with sharp cheddar, sunflower seeds, and peanut butter, but each time, he either stole the bait without setting off the trap or avoided it altogether. I was powerless, so the next few nights, I decided we could coexist. He could sneak around my room in the darkness, and hopefully I could just sleep through it. Ignorance is bliss. And for a bit, that worked. But as my patience grew, so did his arrogance. And amidst his midnight rummaging, I started hearing a faint bzzz, like a muted version of one of those coiled door stoppers you'd flick as a kid. Upon further investigation, I learned he was defecating all over my room. Not once, not twice, but 6, 7, 8 times in succession. Enough was enough. I stuffed the towel beneath my door and saran wrapped my vent to eliminate any possibility of his escape. When he came out that night, I leapt out of bed, bowie knife in hand, and chased him into a little hole in my closet. Then I blockaded the hole with a box anchored by a 15-pound dumbbell and waited. I am not a savage, but as our relationship grew more grotesquely intertwined, all those sleepless nights manifested themselves into a barbarism from deep within. I waited 3 days for him to starve, and on the third night, I replaced the blockade with an open box facing his hole and placed inside a trap with peanut butter. Obviously, he recognized the trap, but he only had two choices, to starve to death in the hole or to enjoy one last morsel of food before the iron bar snapped down on his neck. I wanted him to know, to fully understand, that his death was imminent and that I won. After a few hours, I checked back. He chose the peanut butter, and he lay belly up in the box like a beached whale. What does one do with the carcass of his enemy? Did Achilles let Hector lay peacefully? No, he dragged his limp body throughout the city behind a horse, and in the same way, I left the box sitting in my living room for 4 days until his body swelled and bloated like a water balloon. I buried him at exactly midnight on Halloween, in a shallow grave dug with a pie cutter. And as I dumped his body into the hole, I wasn't sure who had won. The speech I delivered to my roommates, the three other funeral goers, was one of victory. But to have my sanity so radically upended by a mouse simply looking for a midnight snack, I knew that, at least on some level, I had lost.